And on the line now I have Gillian Bird from the DSPCA. Good afternoon, Gillian. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Hope it's nice and sunny where you are as well.
Well, that's what I've been told. I haven't been out of the bunker yet, but another...
No, I haven't been out either, but I can see it out my window from a distance. So.
I haven't got that luxury either. So 20 minutes and then I'm out of here. Anyway, lots of things going on with you at the moment, especially baby birds and more you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, well, this is the time of the year where all the baby birds are starting to be born, they're starting to hatch. We're seeing a huge amount of ducklings and things around. So what we're just really saying to people is, look, remember, these are baby animals. Nature has to take its course a lot of the time. And what we're saying to people is, if you do come across, especially in the centre of the city, the mother duck trying to lead her ducklings to water, the best thing to do is leave her be. Obviously, if the traffic is prepared to stop for them, that's fantastic. But do not try and grab the ducklings. Mm-hmm. It's one of the worst things you can do. Ducklings, they can be caught, but mother duck will fly away. If you can catch the mother, the ducklings will come to her. So it's one of the big things we always say to people is, don't please try and rescue the ducklings. Just try and help mum find her way to water, because she'll have laid her nest well away from the canal or from the river, and she'll be trying to make her way back with the ducklings. Just maybe help her out a little bit, but don't try and grab the ducklings, otherwise mummy duck flies off.
And apart from helping them in any way when they're going to find water, they're not cutie little toys that you can pick up like a puppy.
No, well, even absolutely not. It's absolutely not. It's the same for all the baby animals out there, because we've already seen baby rabbits coming into us. We've seen the baby cubs, fox cubs are out and about. The little baby hedgehogs are starting to emerge. All these animals, and they are, you know, unless the animal is obviously injured, it's better to leave it be, keep an eye on it, and hopefully mum will come back and look after it. If it's been gone for any major length of time, then yes, there's no problem. Get it into a box and drop it into the local vet. But just basically, you know, most of the wildlife know what they're doing out there with their animals.
And of course, in some cases, I could be wrong, but in some cases it can be quite dangerous to go near any young animal with either of the parents around.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, they mightn't damage you or hurt you, but you do need to be careful. Things like the swans can be quite aggressive for people going up and trying to take their babies. They think they're trying to steal them and hurt them. So you do need to be careful. And for any of the people who are dog walking along the canal or along the river and they come across a parent, the parents of the swans that are trying to look after their young, just, you know, keep your dog on the lead, on a short lead, and walk well away from where it is. Don't try and interfere, because, you know, you just don't want it. You don't want the interactions to go on, and they are trying to look after their babies the best they can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, incidentally, you were talking about dogs there, I suppose, and other pets across the board. What's the biggest mistakes people make in relation that you see all the time? Like, just countless times.
When getting a dog or having a dog, yeah. I suppose. Well, the biggest mistake is people rushing out and getting a dog who haven't actually thought it through properly. Mm-hmm. So what we would usually say to people is, look, go and talk to your friends, your neighbours. If they have a dog already, ask, can you borrow it for the weekend, or especially over the Easter holidays? See if you can have the dog in your home for a couple of days. That'll give you a good indication as to whether you want another dog. The DSPCA does fostering, so you can always come up and foster an animal for a couple of weeks. The great advantage of both of those things is you can give it back when you know that it hasn't worked out for you. And it's a really good way of finding out whether it's the right pet for you. But other than that, the sort of mistakes a lot of people make as pet owners is they don't set down the guidelines when they got the dog first. So you might have a family of four. Three people are very good and don't feed the dog under the table, and then the fourth person does. And you have a dog with very mixed messages that can get into trouble with the members.
So. When you talk about fostering there, Gillian, are the specific animals you have there for fostering? Or say, for instance, I went up and I said, well, I'll try the fostering, and I get a dog, and I said, listen, I like that, can I keep it? How does that work?
We do a foster to adopt program, yes, where we'll talk to you about the interview with the process. So we would, a lot of the time, if you say you think you're interested in the dog, we'll do our adoption interviews first and give you an animal that we know is then going to be available for adoption at the end of it.
We
do the foster to adopt process, and we find it very successful, because a lot of people realize that actually a puppy's not for them and they want an adult dog instead, or vice versa, or maybe it's just not the right time for them to get an animal. So it works really well. So we do try and match all of our fosters and our fosters to adopt with animals that are suitable for them.
Yeah, because I imagine that would be a great system that you have, that if we did take an animal out and I say, yeah, I like him and I want to keep him, I don't want to bring him back and then take another dog out. I particularly like that one. So that's great the way that works. And especially,
especially
you say with pups, they chew up everything. And it's been quiet for a long time. You haven't heard much about puppy farms. So are they on the wane or are they just sort of gone?
No, not at all. Sure, we took in 9 new puppies from not necessarily a puppy farm, but being illegally smuggled out of the country there at the weekend. So we had 9 of those puppies. And, you know, the Customs Port and the FPCA are always vigilant about these things. So there are still a lot of puppies being exported, and we are still having issues with some of the puppies being mass-produced and being sold. So we are still seeing it a lot of the time. And there again, it's the same situation. We're coming into the spring. A lot of people are thinking about getting a dog. And what we would always say is, look, go visit your local rescue centre, like the DSPCA. Have a look, see what they've got, talk through to the staff. You might have to wait a few weeks, you might have to wait a month, but we will find you the animal that suits you best.
Is it a European problem? I mean, we talk about, you know, here in Great Britain and all that, sorry to carry on, but does it go further afield, France and Spain?
Yes, there is issues with dog breeding for profit a lot of Europe, a lot of the world. It's a huge problem with it. Each country has different ways of dealing with it, and we are, once again, trying to actually look at the welfare of the animals that are being bred in this country and try to cut back on the numbers of animals that people are allowed to breed. So it is something that happens worldwide, but Ireland is now particularly bad at the moment.
Bad for the... We're up there, above them all, is that what you're saying, as regards...
Well, not above them all, but we do have rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. It's just really that we do have a problem with people breeding. There's no limits in the number of dogs that you can have on a licensed breeding establishment.
Is there a
and
problem
that's one of the things we're trying to change.
Yeah, sorry, Gillian. Is there a problem with there's not enough sanctions in that? Or they're not large enough and a deterrent?
It's mainly the fact that if you are registered as a breeding establishment, there's no limits. You can register yourself for 1,000 female dogs, 2,000. There's no upper limits on the numbers of the animals that you can breed, which has a knock-on effect to the number of puppies that are produced, you know, and it has a knock-on effect then to the numbers of animals looking for homes. So that's the sort of stuff that we're trying to sort out, is trying to cut down on the numbers of dogs that people are allowed to breed from, which will cut down on the number of puppies and then the exportation and, you know, available homes and all the rest of it. So there's a big, big thing going on, but we're trying to keep on top of it. And anybody who wants any more information on that, please do check out our website, dspca.ie.
Okay, dspca.ie, and you can check up everything about animals of any sort anyway. Thank you very much, Gillian. Always a pleasure talking to you, and I'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
Talk to you next one.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
Bye.
Enjoy the weekend.